being here today at our Commissioners Court meeting, a special meeting today. Is there someone, as we begin, who, or Commissioner Riley, we had talked, would you open our time in prayer, please, for certification? Let's all stand together.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless this county, this country, this state. Lord, we ask that you protect the men and women who protect us, who wear the badge, who are fighting overseas and here at home to keep us protected so we can enjoy the things that we get to do. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless each and everyone on this court. May we make decisions that are blessing, are pleasing to you. Lord, we ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
While we're at prayer, can we just have a moment of silence for Israel and her people?
Yes, we can. We have a moment of silence for Israel and what's taking place there. All right. We say our pledges. Commissioner, would you lead us in the pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. You may be seated. Let the record reflect that all are present here today. Do we have any citizens who are here who would like to make any comments on our agenda this morning? If there are none, then let's move forward with purchasing. Gilbert.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I need some money.
We got it.
So, right now...
Well, you're called purchasing, Gilbert.
Yes, sir, I know, but I need cash.
Yeah.
We've been able to find some Tahoes at Parkway Chevrolet. Right now, we know we can buy 10 black Tahoes for the constables and 20 for the sheriff. The total, $1,050,000. I know there might be a concern about the uplifting charges for these vehicles when they come in. So the constables ordered vehicles in August. Those vehicles have not come in to us. So there was some uplifting in their budgets for those vehicles that are coming to us or that are on order. We could use that same money to uplift these vehicles. And when we do finally get the vehicles that are on order, if we're short, you could fund it then.
That's $1,050,000,
sir.
So you're trying to buy another set of black Tahoes because the first ones
right.
Haven't come in yet?
And don't know for sure if they are or when.
Can you cancel
sure.
That other? I mean,
we don't want to cancel.
No.
We need 26 black Tahoes?
No, so what's going to end up happening is, so the Tahoes that are on order right now, leave those on order. You're going through a budget process, and departments are going to be requesting Tahoes for their 2022 budget. You could look at it as, we're buying the Tahoes now for the 2022 budget or the ones that were ordered for 2021. Those could be applied.
Amanda, did we buy 13?
Yes. So what we've looked at is we've already met with a couple of departments. Mm-hmm. And the replacement program that we've kind of established, especially in some of the constable departments, we could use those vehicles. I think that the number is that we ordered for the constables alone this year was nine Tahoes. I believe between fire marshal and constables, I do believe that we could use those.
It's consistent with what we typically have done, and basically we're just buying ahead of time. And I agree, they're on the ground.
They're on the ground.
They are.
We pay for them out of fund balance.
And you don't know when you're going to. And you can just read a little bit and see the semiconductor problem. They don't really know when it's going to get better.
Right. That's the deal for me, is we don't know when we can get them and when we can't. Here's an opportunity.
Right.
So this is, I think we need to do it.
Have we gotten any of the vehicles that we ordered or any of the Tahoes that we ordered out of our 2021 budget?
No.
The only ones that we have gotten were one of the constable's office, and they received, I don't know if they received one. Constable precinct one.
Yeah, I bought that vehicle.
And so they did get some of theirs that they ordered. They are the only law enforcement agency in the county that has gotten their order from their 2021 budget.
How many tiles are the constables waiting on right now that they were supposed to get in 2021?
Nine.
Who are
they? What's your amount?
We have three for Constable 2, two for Constable 4, I'm sorry, three for Constable 4 and one for Constable 5. And then you also have OEM on that list, and you have the Fire Marshal's Office on that list.
So Precinct 5 and Precinct 4, is that what you said? They haven't got any of their...
2, 4, and 5.
2, 4, and 5, okay.
3 got theirs already, or...
3 doesn't actually go with a Tahoe, so they did get their vehicles.
I move for the $1,050,000 out of the committed portion of the budget on the reclassified.
But who are these? Law enforcement, I think. Who did these Tahoes come from?
The order originally was placed with Buckaloo.
Okay.
And now these ones are coming from Parkway Chevrolet and Tomball.
How did they get all of those vehicles on there?
We believe it was a canceled order for another government entity. Right. That's our best guess.
Okay. And they're all police special units?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So Buckaloo, and Donnie's sitting here. Buckaloo can't get the vehicles? Is that what we're hearing, or is that what
we're not? We're not trying to cancel anything with Buckaloo.
We're not canceling anything.
Okay.
We'll just leave those as ordered, and they're hostage to the, you know, to GM.
Come in when they come in.
Donnie, got any idea when you might get those? To be built the first week in July. Oh,
that's all right. We'll get you. That's,
I'm sorry. Okay. So if we get these 30 vehicles, 10 of them for the constables, where will those 10 go?
To the ones I just told you.
Ones you just said. That's where they will go.
Yeah.
And the other 20 will go to the sheriff's office.
Yes.
I move that we make the purchase of these vehicles. We put it to fund balance. Do we have a second? Do a motion on it?
For out of the committed portion of the budget that we reclassified the funds for law enforcement, that'd be more appropriate in my opinion.
The committed fund balance. Yeah. We're uncommitting.
Yeah, fund balance.
Yeah. The okay, yeah, there you go.
Out of reclassified funds.
I would second that motion.
And real fund quick, balance. Does this, the $1 million, or any of these vehicles the ones that the township's trying to buy for the sheriff's department, or is this something different, Sheriff?
These are not part of that deal.
Because
I was told that there were vehicles at Parkway Chevrolet that the township was procuring for the sheriff's department, and I was told this Friday.
Right. So there's 12, from what I understand, there's 12 Tahoes that the sheriff's office did not order, and so they can order them now, and then the township pays for those 12.
That's on the township contract.
But that's not part of this.
We're not asking for those funds today.
We don't have to ask for funds for that.
No. I know we don't, but I want to make sure. So you might be getting 32 Tahoes altogether.
Right.
We need our budget request to be 44 this year.
Got it. No, that's. I just want to make sure that we weren't accidentally going to buy right out from under the township. Okay.
Just Parkway doesn't have. We don't believe Parkway has enough to cover all of the sheriff's request.
The PO for the 12 was issued this morning.
Okay.
We haven't been able to get vehicles. This is a good move on
good
our
move.
Part.
Glad and, you found them. Whoever
we need
found
to do
them.
It. And we have, yeah, a, Susan. We have a second. I'll call for the question. Is there any more discussion on this? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gilbert. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks,
all right. Friend. At this time, we're going to move to executive session. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.074. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Remaining here with us, we've had a discussion concerning risk management and the direction that we're headed on that, and what the commissioners and what the court has decided to do is to, we've assigned this to Commissioner Walker and Commissioner Nowak to work out the details of a possible solution of what we're trying to do, and I'd like to entertain a motion to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second?
And I think that the
Yes.
Give you a second, Commissioner?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carries. All right, thank you. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.